Yesterday, we discussed the inyan of Adam Akta Davashalai Balaylam. Basically, we had two mahalchim in why we say Ein Adam Akta Davashalai Balaylam. Either what is we'll call the Rashba Shita, and I mentioned yesterday in Rabbi Yehuda and Chazay Nish Neman, that you can't be Makta Davashalai Balaylam just because the thing is not there. The second sheet, if it's not there, it can't be makna. It's nothing to do with smichas das. And the second shita, which we'll see today, is Taisa's shita, that the reason you can't be makna davar shalai balaylam is because you have no smichas das. You don't rely on it. If someone says, I'm selling you something, and he doesn't even have it yet, it doesn't exist yet, so then you're not really relying on him. You think, who knows if it'll ever come. And that's why Ein Adam Akta Davashalai Balaylam. Those are the two mahalchim that we had yesterday. I spoke about it by Arichus, and when we got to our sugya, I did it quickly. So I'd like to get back to the sugya. Just the question of what the Rambam holds is a very interesting Rambam. The stipler here is in the Dorim Simen Gimel Ois Gimel. He says the very interesting thing. Yirali, the Rambam says, you can't take something that doesn't exist and be magdish it. If somebody doesn't have something, he says, when I receive that, it should be hegdish. You can't be magdish or davar shalai balaylam. Im omar, but if he says, haray olai lehakdishai, but if he says, I'm a kabbal on myself, that when it comes, I'll be magdish it, haray zechayiv lehakdishai. You have the difference? If a person says, let's say a person ordered a table. The table's not made yet. He doesn't have it yet. The manufacturer is still making it. So he says that I want that table to be hegdish. It's not hegdish. He doesn't have the table yet. But if he's mekabel on himself, hari olai lahakdishai, that when it comes, I'm going to be, I'm mekabel on myself, like I make a neder, that when I get it, I'll be magdish it. Then that's chal. That chiyuv is chal. So b'tam neder pashtus. Yeah, b'chal nedorim.
But still, you can't be machshav
neder. Like a neder,
you can do it when it comes.
It's not. It's lacharis pashut that you could, right? The Rama says zu ki yaitzabai b'chal nedorim hu v'loy b'chal hegdish. It's a neder.
When he'll get it,
I'll have to be magdish. Okay, so it sounds like a pashtad in. The Rambam says the same thing about aniyim. Chayin, harei olai litein la aniyim perish atoitzi sodazu. If he says harei olai to give to aniyim perish that this field will grow, so that chiyuv is chal. Even though if you say the perish that will grow go should be the aniyim's, you do it as a kinyan, it can't happen because the perish didn't grow yet. But if you say, Harei Alai, Lidnoi La'aniyim, then it's good. Because then you're not saying, Ani Chalois on the thing. You're not saying, it should be aniyim, it doesn't exist. You're saying on yourself, that when I get it, it'll go to aniyim. We're stating Rambam. Then the Rambam says, Rai L'davar, Masha'omer Yaakov Avinu, V'chol Ashetitin Li Aser Asrenu Lach. As you all know, when Yaakov Ayet, the Parshas Ayet, say, when Yaakov goes out of his father's house on the way to Lavan, he makes a neder, kol ashatiten li aser asrenu lach. Now at that time he didn't own anything. Because at that time he owned nothing. He's talking about what he's going to get later. V'nemar, the pasuk says later, asha nodarto li shom neder. Later Hashem refers to it, asha nodarto li shom neder. That neder is chal. So we see that Yaakov Avinu said, kol ashatiten li aser asrenu lach. That it's chal, such a thing, even though it's lebalayim, he didn't have the money yet. Saying, whatever I will get, I'll give ma'aser. So that's what that's what stated in Rambam, that you can make such a neder, even though it's lebalayim. Since the neder is on the person, then it's chal. Now, the Rambam can win. When you have a Shvera Rambam, everyone jumps on him. L'chayr, this is a Pashta Rambam. So they ask, why does the Rambam need a Raya? It's a Davar Pashat. L'chayr, a Davar Pashat B'Svara. He says a very Pashta thing. Why does the Rambam need a Raya from Yaakov Avinu? L'chayr, it's Pashat. If I say that the thing doesn't exist, should be Hegdish, it's not Hegdish. If I say that I'll make it Hegdish later, that's a neder, so of course it's Chal. So
they are not to be making Hegdish. And the fact that we can have it.
But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say Chal Mafreya. How is that Chayiv Litein? That's Lashon
Rambam. Why? Because it's Hegdish. No, I don't have to redo it Hegdish.
It's not Mustafa that it's Hegdish before it exists. How could it be Hegdish before it exists?
No, it's not Chal. It's Chal later, but not Freya.
If he says, Hari Alay Lehakdishai, how could it be Hegdish? Hari Alay Lehakdishai, you can't say it's Hegdish. And the Ram's Lashon is, Ama Hari Alay Lehakdishai, Hari Zechayiv Lehakdishai, look, Shav Alayla. So the stipler wants to ask this kasha, answer this kasha, why does the Rambam need a raya? L'chayr is a davar pashat. If I say that when I get it, I'll be magdish it, when I get it, I'll give it to Aniyim. L'chayr is a davar pashat, and it's chal. Why does the Rambam need a raya for? So he says, the stipler answers, he brings our sugya. He says, above Metziah Tezayin Amar Aleph, it's clear from the sugya that the chsaron of Davar Shalai Bala'olam is because of lack of smichas das. The reason you can't be magdish or makna a thing that doesn't exist is because you're not saying mechdas that you'll ever get it. He says, if that's the whole chsaron, so then he says there would be a tzad to say that by nedarim also, by a neder, if I make a neder, the whole neder is that I'm promising something. I'm making a neder or a shvua, whatever you want to call it, that to do something. So if the chsaron is that I can't do a davar shalai b'la'olam because I have no das muchletes, I have no clear das for it. So then there would be a tzad by neder too, maybe also. If I make a neder, when I get it, I'll do it. There's no das muchletes, there's no clear das that I'm ever going to get it. So who says the neder is a neder? So that's why the Rambam needed a raya, that the neder is a neder. So it's like the stipler. Why do we need a raya from Yaakov Avinu? Because since we have this chiddush from our sugya, that chesaron of davar shalai b'la'olam is chesaron of smichas das, so by neder also I would think this chesaron of smichas das is not a real neder. Kamash mulan, not like that. This is what it says here. V'harambam hutzruch l'raya, shi'och l'chayv b'neder al davar shalai b'la'olam. That's why the Rambam need a raya, that you can be chayv yourself in a neder, even on a davar shalai b'la'olam. Gemara is talking about Magdish. The Gemara just says, Davar Shalai B'la'olam, the Chesaron is Smichas Das, which we didn't get to the Gemara, we'll get to it soon. The Gemara says, like this second side that we said yesterday, the Chesaron of Davar Shalai B'la'olam, that you can't do a Kenyan, is because there's no Smichas Das. It's a Chesaron of Smichas Das and Gemira's Das, then it should be even by an Eder. Kamash Mulanat. That's what it says in the statute.
If a person obligates something that he's not sure if he can fulfill, it may not be a neder at all.
That there might be such a svar. What's a neder? There's a promise. A promise, something that you're masupik, you'll ever come. You'll be a tzad that it's not. The kamash malon that it is. But that's the tzad of that the Rambam needed a raya for.
The way we explained yesterday, the lack of simchas das was on the koine, not on the moichet, was on the loikeya. Because we said if the moichet went and made a shvua, then all of a sudden the simchas das is there. What changed on the side
of the Loikeah? Of the Meicher? He didn't do it. He didn't do anything changed. He didn't have
any money. He made something else to strengthen his conviction to give it to him. But on his side, there's no change. It seems like we never worried about the Meicher. We said it, he meant it. It seems that we always understood that way.
Why should there be a difference between the
Meicher
and
Loikeah? I'm not saying why. I'm saying from our
Nafkamina,
we said yesterday, we didn't gain anything when
the Shvua helps to show the Meicher's das that he's really with Achlat Gemura. Since he made a Shvua, That, I guess, it shows the meichel's das too. It's hati mechalk and svara. You cash the kasha, but it's hati mechalk and svara between the meichel and keach.
If anything, we have to know what the din is. When we're talking about smichas, who are we talking about?
I think we're talking about both. It has to be both. The only thing I was misupik is if I finish the stipler, what does the Rambam hold? Like, which one of the two started? That's what I wasn't sure. I don't know if he means to say the Rambam holds the smichas das pshat, so he had to bring a raya. Or you might think like the smichas das pshat, so kamash malon, that it's incorrect. In other words, we're answering the Rambam by using the second mahalach of yesterday. The chsar davar shel b'laylom is smichas das. So l'chayr, he means to say the Rambam holds like this pshat, the chsar is smichas das. Or maybe not. Maybe he just means to say, I would have thought it has chsara smichas das. Kamash balan, there has nothing to do with smichas das. It's not clear what the Rambam shita is. He's using this pshat to explain the Rambam. What is the Rambam shita? So it's not clear yet. We're going to see today, hopefully, what comes out from the Rambam. But from the way it fears ice, you can speak this out either like the pshat of smichas das, which is more glat, or the Kamash Malan is that we don't hold the pshat of smichas das. Could also be. So we'll put that aside for a minute. The question is, and we're not mentioning this, is the shaila, what is Shita Sarambam in this shaila? Okay. So we'll put that aside. Now we're going to get to our Gemara. We'll deal with our Gemara, and we'll come back. We'll see how everything works. Now, before we get to it, we have to go through a half an amid, which is a much easier half an amid, the Pshita Zavna, and then we'll get back to the Davar Shel B'Laylom Sugya. First, let's see the piece of Gemara. Pshita Zavna Urta V'Yava B'Matana. It's Pashit if what happened here. If you don't know the case, you're not going to understand what we talk about. So you have to make sure you understand the case. Zavna, what happened? The Ganiv sold, we're calling him a Gazlan. The Gazlan sold the field to the Lekeach. It's not his field. He sold to the Lekeach. Then what happened next? What happened next?
He pretended to sell it to someone else.
He did it again. He pretended to sell it to a second person. So he's really making money on this field that's not his, right? He already sold it to two people. And then he went and he bought the karka. And then he went and he bought the karka. So Gemara says, Pshita, if that happened, lav lok me kamu lekei akaboy. He doesn't mean to give it back to the first person. Because you see, he sold it to a second person. So we have no umdina, he doesn't want to be called a gazlan. Someone's going to call him a gazlan. So this is the Gemara, the way Rashi teaches it. That the case is, he sold it to first lekeach, sold it to the second lekeach. Then he went and he bought it from the real owner. So that's the Gemara says, Pshita, that if you buy from the real owner now, you don't mean to give it to the lekeach. The Ramban has a second pshat in this Gemara. The Ramban Mishem Arayvid. He says, the Ramban says that the case is that first he sold it to the first lekeach. Then he bought it from the real owner. At that point, what's the din? He sold to the first lekeach. He bought it from the first owner. At that point, it was lekeach. And then he sold it to a second lekeach. Okay, you got the case? First he sold it to the first lekeach. It wasn't his. Then he bought it from the real owner. Then he sold it to a second lekeach. So the Gemara is saying, Pshita, in such a case, that when he bought the field, he didn't mean to give it to the first lekeach. That's the way the Ramban learns. What's Shver? Just what's Shver with this pshat? What's Shver? Why?
Because once he bought it, we assume his initial buying it was for the first guy. Now he changed his mind.
So the problem with this pshat is that what's going on here? First he sold it to someone. It's not his field, he sold it to the first lekeach. Then he bought it. At the time he bought it, it goes to the first lekeach. We're saying that if a ganav sells someone's field and then he buys it, it goes to the first lekeach. So, but the Ramban says no. But if he buys it, if after he bought it, he sells it again to a second lekeach, it changes lemafreya. It changes that when he bought it, it doesn't go to the first one. It's hard to understand. When he bought it, it should automatically go to the first lekeach. Again, we have an umdina that if you sell a stolen item and then you go and buy it for yourself, that you're buying it for that person. So if I sell something that's not mine and then I buy it, it goes to him. Why does it matter if later I sell it to a second person? It's too late. What's done is done already. It's a pella.
Well, shouldn't it make a difference how long was the time between he bought it and sold it to someone else?
Okay. So the Ritva says that what this shita means is that it was ba'ase maimid. In the same deal, he made a business deal, he bought the field and sold it to the second lekeach, all in one shot. It was in one time that they were sitting there. So, again, he sold it to the first lekeach in January. In February, he buys it from the real owner. And at that sitting, he sells it to a second lekeach. So it's clear that his das was to buy it and sell it, to flip it and make money. So in such a case, we're saying that it does not go to the first lekeach because it's clear that this was not his intention. This is how the Ritva explains the shita. The Ritva doesn't necessarily pass in this way, it just brings both shitas. And this is how the Ritva explains the shita, which, okay, to us would make sense. It's mistab. The problem is that the Rambam, which the Gra here, if you look in the Agos Gra Aleph, Rambam Pirish Afila Acha Shalakha. The Rambam says, like this Ramban, but he doesn't say it has to be Ba'isei Maimed. Ramban just says that if you sell a field that's not yours to Lekeach, number one, you sold him in January. In February, you go and you buy the field from the real owner. And subsequently, even in March, you sell it now to a second Lekeach. So that's enough of a reason to say that the first lekeach doesn't get the field. So that needs a hesber. Why should that be? Right? If I sold it to someone in January and I buy it in February it goes to the January lekeach.
It's not new disabled. It's like stealing from this first lekeach. It became his.
Yeah, but then it shouldn't be stolen. If I bought it in February, it becomes the first lekeach. Now when I sold it in March, I'm stealing from the March lekeach, but the field should stay by the January lekeach. Right? And the Rambam says it goes to the March lekeach.
The second lekeach.
Yeah. That's very hard to understand. But he's doing the same thing. The Rambam paskins that it goes to the March lekeach.
Once you know what his intention was, so that shows that when he bought it, that it didn't have.
So it's a tricky thing. Could we say for sure that was his intention at the time he bought it because now he sold it? Maybe he changed his mind.
What was the initial case?
That's the question.
What was the...
You see, when he buys it in February, we paskin, it goes to the January. So now in March, what's the difference if in March he says, I want it for myself? If he says in March, I want it for myself, we don't let him get it. We say it goes to the January lekeach. And why, if in March he sells it to someone else, we say it goes to that other person? Sure, it's very hard to understand why it should be that way. In the Kesem Mishnah, Bagam Mishnah, they met me on the Rambam. It's very hard to understand why it should go to the March Lekeach if in February when he bought it goes to the January Lekeach. I'm sorry, too.
No, I said that was the point. Is the original Shaila was he bought it, and then he's speaking, now he's crying out and he's saying, I want it. And yet we still say we case mine. I mean, that's the point.
So you're agreeing that the Rambam is shver. Yeah. So what it seems that from the Rambam is that it's not 100% a clear thing. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. That it's not clear. And it's sort of left hanging. When he buys in February, there's an assumption he bought it for the first lekeach. But it's not 100%. And it could still change. If something other Raya will come, it could still change.
Well, why? If he
which,
if
what? It's a problem. But that's what it seems the Rambam holds for some reason. Now, just for a second, if you look back on the bottom tesis of the previous Amid, the Misleikeach, there we had a case that a Leikeach, again, he sold it in January to Leikeach Rishon. And in February, the Ganav buys it. Now the Leikeach dies. When did he die? Pirish Rashi Achar Shalokha. So Tesis brings Rashi says there's a case where he sold it to the first Leikeach in January, bought it from the Ganav in February, and then in March, the Leikeach dies. So the Gemara is saying that it doesn't go to his Yarshim. Tesis ain't near it. Tesis, it can't be. Miyacha Kona Hagazl Zacha Balekeach. It's a very similar kasha on Rashi as we have on the Rambam. The kasha on Rashi is, it already was done in January, it was already done in February. If he dies in March, why does that change anything? That was the kasha on Rashi. It seems that this Rashi, however we're going to answer Rashi, that even if the person buys it in February, it's somehow still hanging until he gets it, until he actually takes possession, it's not a dava barer. Whatever Rashi Shita is there, would be the Rambam Shita here. That even after the person buys it in February, until it gets to the Leikeach, it's still left hanging if it's going to go to him or not. Somehow. So that the Rambam Shita here is the same as Rashi Shita there. It's funny, the Pnei Yeshua brings it, he calls it a stira in Rashi. Because if Rashi over there said that it could hang till March, so to speak, it could hang till later, so why in the Gemara over here, by Pshita Zavna, why does he say like the Rambam? Okay, he means if in the underlying svar it's that way, that could be left hanging. So he says, why didn't he say like the Rambam? All right, you can't ask a kasha that if he says a shvera thing here, he has to say the same shvera thing over here. It's not mochel. But anyway, the Rambam seems to hold that somehow the thing could be left hanging, and even if the Ganav buys it, until he actually gives it to him, it shouldn't... should be left hanging. All right, let's see the Gemara. Pshita zavna urta v'yava b'matana lav luk mekam lekeach gavoy. If we know that this ganiv doesn't mean to give it to the first lekeach, then it's not. Noflalei b'yerusha. If the ganiv yarshins it, yerusha memelehi. That doesn't show anything. If I'm a ganiv and I sold you someone else's field in January, and it fell to me in yerusha in February, that doesn't prove I mean to give it back to you. It just fell to me in Yerusha. I didn't do anything. What happens again? He sold it to someone else in January. And then in February he went, he was Teveya, a chayv that was out, Tim Chazim. If he could have been Teveya a different karka, and he says, I want this karka, look me, kame le kayakaboy. We assume, why does he want this karka? Why is he not with this karka? If somebody wants to give it to the Lekeach, so then you have to give it to him, to the first Lekeach. V'ilai, but what happens if there is no other karka? This is the only karka. Zuzihu debayafrui. Then he just wanted his money. It's no raya from the fact that he got this karka that he wants to give it to the first person. He just wants to get paid back. Now, this is all, we're trying to shatz up people's das. It's a very hard thing to shatz up. Again, a person sold it to someone in January. In February, he's Teveyat Bechayva. So what are we saying now? That if we could see that he wants Dafka this Karka, then we assume he's getting it for the January person. The Rashba and the Rosh have a Machlaikis here. What happens if, again, in February, when he's coming, he wants Dafka this field. The person, the Goslin, who sold the field incorrectly, says, now I want Dafka this field. That's what he's saying. I want Dafka this field. But, and there are many fields. So if he wants Dafka this field, we say it's going to the Leikeach. But there are possible other side studim why he may want it. Let's say this field is an idiot field. We assume people always like idiots. They like quality fields. This is the person's only idiot's field. Or maybe it's a field that's next door to his field. So maybe, why do you want this field? For a different reason, because it's a quality field, or it's right near his field. So again, if in February, the Ganav went, he was Tevea Dafka this field, but we're misupik, did he do it to give it to the Lekeach? Or did he do it because he wants it for himself, he wants idios? What do we do in such a case?
We can have the same subject if he buys the field. If he buys a field that's right next door to him, or if he buys an idios field.
Well, if he buys a field, the assumption is, look, there are 1,000 fields. Well, if the field right next to him, you might be right. If it's idios, you wouldn't be right. Because idios, there are 1,000 idios fields. Why did he buy Dafka this one? Stomach coincidence. You're right, if it's right next door to him, it will be the same suffix when he buys it. So this shaila is a machlekes de Rashba and de Rash. So to make sure I have right which one is which. The Rashba says, that the Goslin keeps the field. Ritva says that if the Goslin bought, but he bought it for idiots, the Goslin keeps it. We don't assume that it goes back to the original person. As they state in Rashba. And the Rosh says no. We still assume, if he was Tevea Dafka that field, we still assume it goes to the original Lekeach, and the original Lekeach gets it. By my plegi, they're actually arguing in this Nakuda. They're arguing if who's the Mursik? Who's the Mursik? When you're not sure, what should be the din? Person sold the field to a Lekeach in January, and in February he buys it. If when he buys it, it's not clear to us, is the umdina that it goes to the original Lekeach, that he meant it for the Lekeach, or maybe he meant it for himself. Who should be a mozik in such a case? If the suffix what he meant, who would you say is the mozik? Yeah? Who's the mozik? By Sveikis. The Lekeach bought it, it's not clear if he meant to buy it for the Lekeach or for himself. It's an in-between case. And that's what the Rashi and the Rosh are doing. They have a case that's in between the two cases in the Gemara. Who's the Mursik and who's the Maitzi? How do you look at it? Who's the Mursik? The Ganav who bought it. L'chaira, the Ganav who bought it is the Mursik.
Why? Because he's taking possession of it?
Well, he's the one taking possession. He has to get possession. He has it. Now he has to give it to Lekeach. Is there any tzad to make the Lekeach a mozik?
He bought it for Lekeach.
What? Well, we don't know if he bought it for Lekeach. See, it's a very funny case.
So we don't know who bought it.
So we don't know. So no is a mozik.
No, but he's the
mozik. So Lekeach has possession.
No. We don't know who.
Gazlan has possession.
Gazlan has possession.
Gazlan has possession.
Why?
That's true. I was thinking of a different reason. I was thinking that it should depend on which, I'm not sure if this is correct, but it should depend on which kinyan is the kinyan for the Lekeach. If, the way you're saying, he bought it right now, and when he buys it now, does he mean for the Lekeach, does he mean for himself? Then you're right. Right now he's the Mosek. But yesterday we said you could also learn that the January Kenyan, in January when he sold it to the Lekeach, at that time he was makdim him to any schus he'll ever get. So now the Lekeach is the Murzik in any schus he'll ever get. Lekeach is a Murzik in any schus that he's going to have in this field. So for Kert, the Lekeach is the Murzik. And now, if the Lekeach buys it, stoma, it goes to the other person. Ma mocha rishon l'sheni, kos lo shetav liyada. So it could be that this machlokes Rosh and Rashba, it depends on how you learn the sugya. When the Lekeach is buying it, which kinyan is the kinyan that's giving it to the original Lekeach when the Goslin buys it? So yesterday at the end of Shia, I told you there are two ways to learn. He sold it in January to the Lekeach, and in February he buys it from the original owner. Which kinyan? Is it the January kinyan or the February kinyan that does it? If you learn that in February when he buys it, he's being zeicher for the lekeach, then you're right. If it's a suffix, it should be his. If you learn that January when he sold it to the lekeach, and he was a crook and he sold it to the lekeach, at that time he sold him kol shlusha tov liyadai, then the lekeach is the muhzik in kol shlusha tov liyadai, and then it should go to the lekeach. So it may be that it's totally in the two ways to learn the kinyanim.
If someone was learning the Gemara that it goes to the lekeach because originally in January kol shlusha tov liyadai goes to the lekeach. So what is the taina of the Gazlan? I bought it for myself. Too bad. You already sold to me what you had.
But you can change before that. The person can change his mind before that. If he would say beferish or change my mind, it would work.
No, if he made a kinyan.
So we have to talk about Davar Shalom Ba'Olam. It's not true, because even if you have a way that you could be makna Davar Shalom Ba'Olam, if before it's Ba'Olam you change your mind, you can change it. That everyone holds. Yeah, that's a little confusing part of Davar Shalom Ba'Olam, which I'll get to. But let's just get to the piece of Gemara. Let's see the rest of this Gemara. Yavina Nehele B'Matana. What happens if the Gazlan got this field as a gift? Does it go to Lekeach? Please, Ibo. Rav Acha v'Ravina, Chad Amar Matana b'Yerusha, ki Yerusha, Dom Emela. Chad Amar Matana k'me'echer, d'ilav d'tarach v'irtzi k'me'e, le'av yov le'matana. People don't just give gifts. If he's getting a gift, he must have made attempts to find favor. Le'ach y'tarach v'irtzi k'me'e. You know why he was matriach to get it? K'echa d'leken b'im nusay, because he wants to be honest and give it back to the lekeach. V'ad emes nichalei d'leken b'im nusay. Until what point do we assume that the person wants to be honest? The guy who was a crook now, he wants to straighten out. So we have a machlaikas. Amar Rav Huna. Achas hamada b'din. If he goes to Din Torah, and he didn't, if the nigzal takes the gazlan to a Din Torah, and he didn't straighten out, at that point we don't assume anymore that he wants to be like him b'em nusay. Chia barav, Amar, no. Adamata adrachta liyadei. There are times a person goes to Din Torah, he still would like to straighten it out. In the meantime, he's schlepping out to Din Torah until he could straighten it out. So ad demati adrach liyade, till there's a psak bezdin that he has to pay. Was there a psak bezdin, so he's already labeled a ganav. Rapaparama ad demischelin yume achrasta. The way bezdin works, let's say bezdin paskins you owe someone money. So they tell you pay. If you refuse to pay, then bezdin sells you real estate. How does Bezdin sell your real estate? How do they know real estate? It's very hard to know how much real estate is worth. Very hard to know. So Bezdin puts that in Achrasta. They put out a call that we're seizing and selling Pliny's field, and they take bids. And that way they're sure they'll get the best price. So until they put out bids on the guy's field, still he still wants in the back of his mind to be like a Bemus. Good. Okay, now comes the two lines of the Gemara upon which all of the whole sugya of Davar Shalom Ba'Olam is mistaken. Maskif Loram Ibrahim. Mechti. We're going now in the original case. A person sold a field in January that he didn't own to a lekeach. And in February he buys it from the original owner. Mechti. Hay lekeach b'may kani. Well, how could this lekeach be kainet? Lahayar. B'hay shtara. With the shtar, and the shtar here, by the way, is lav dafka. Hai shtar means with the kinyan of January. Hai shtar chaspa bi'almahu. The kinyan of January is garbage. Chaspa means a piece of clay. The January kinyan is nothing. At that time, he didn't own it. The person selling it didn't own it. So how could the January kinyan be anything? That's the Gemara's kasha. And that's l'cholap shatim, l'chayim. The kasha is, how could the January kinyan be binding? The January kinyan, the seller didn't own the field. And for the Gemara. Amale, Rav, Tehei b'ma'aminoi. Well, Zetzerayin, that he trusts him. Ba'ahu ha'noah, deloik amalei midi, v'kasamach alei. For that ha'noah, that he relied on him. Torach u'maisilei, gomer u'maknilei. The Gazlin, with that Hanoah that he has, that the person in January trusted him, he goes now, Tarach Umaisile, he goes and buys it. So we have here the idea of Smichas Das. And in this Gemara, The whole sugya of Dovah Shalai Bala'ilam turns on how to learn the sugya. Pashup Shat in the Gemara, the kasha was, in January, it was like Bala'ilam. How could that kinyan be a kinyan? That was the kasha. How could the January kinyan be a kinyan? It's like Bala'ilam. And for the Gemara, no. The January kinyan is a kinyan. It's like Bala'ilam. The person was Samech Das. He trusted the seller, that the seller will straighten things out, he'll make sure that it's his field. So that this Gemara is Bechadish, the Chiddish, that a Kinyan of a Dovash Aloy Bala Aylam could be Chal, if there's a Smichas Das. That's the Chiddish of this Gemara. This is the way the more Poshet the Pshat of the Gemara is, and as we'll see, Tosfos clearly learns that way, the short Tosfos, Vayi Anog Dekosamech, Taisus learns Tai Chavikilu Amalai, Sada Zu Teknu Yalach. In January, he said, this Sada should be Koni to you, Leshekhekhano, when I'll get it. When I'll get it, today's Kinyan should be Chal. January's Kinyan should be Chal. That's clearly Taisus Shita and the Rosh Shita. And that's the Shita that's Mechadish. He says, Bava Metzia Tezayin is Mechadish. You could be Makna Dovishloi Bala Oilam if you have a case of Smichas Das. And the four nafkaminas I mentioned yesterday are all gebayt. If you hold smichas das helps, this is it. This is the place where it says it works. Okay, yeah.
Did this happen? Was there any statements made, or was there just the sale of a goslin to a
lechem? It's an assumed as part of the sale.
So we're saying now, in effect, what I would say is a case of the least amount of smichas das. Because here this guy's a goslin. Certainly, if I didn't know
but
about it.
But Tosfos holds is talking that you didn't know about it. You did not know.
Why is this any different than a regular case? Why over here this case?
This is a regular case.
But a regular case is saying there's no speakers there.
No. If a person is telling me what he's selling, a person comes to me and he says, listen, I ordered this thing. And when I get it, I'll sell it to you, that when I get it, I give it to you. So I know there's no speakers there. He's telling me the story. If he doesn't get it, the whole thing is off. I know exactly what the deal is. If he tells me he planted his field, it didn't grow yet. He's selling it to me. So there's no smichas das. He's telling me the deal. The deal is, when and if it grows, I get it. So don't show b'laylam, I'm not smich das. But if he tells me it grew already, well, he says I have it already, so I'm smich das that he's going to make sure, whatever's necessary, that I get it. Because he presented it as a done deal. If he presents it as a suffix, I'm not smich das on him more than the suffix. But if he presents it as a done deal, I'm samech das on him. Look, I'm giving him cash. I'm giving him money. I'm obviously relying on him. So I'm samech das on him. This is the way Tosfos learns the Gemara. Now, obviously, if this Gemara would be going like the Mandiyama Adam Makna Dovah Shalai Bala Ilam, then it would be easy. So the Gemara is saying that in January, the Kinyan is Chal because it's a Dovah Shalai Bala Ilam, and we hold on the Makna Dovah Shalai Bala Ilam. That would be an easy way to learn. And that's why in the next Tosfos, Tosfos says, why don't we just say that? Let's just say Rav holds on the Makna Dovah Shalai Bala Ilam, and it's Pashat, the January Kinyan is Chal. So it's clear from the next Tosfos also that Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara this way. Now Tosfos says, we're not going to do that. We don't paskin on the Makna Dovah Shalai Bala Ilam. We're not going to do it. So we assume the Gemara is going to mind the Yama Eino the Makna Dovah Shalai Bala Ilam. But be that as it may, it's clear that Tosfos learned the sugya this way, Tosfos in the Rosh. And therefore, that Shita that the Neid Yehuda and the Chazon Ish say can't be, it's clear a Shita that way, which is Tosfos. And Agav, I saw yesterday in the Muki Yosef on Daf Samach Vav, in Ezeh HaNeshach, says Beferish, the Gemara there mentions Eino Dovah Shalai Bala Ilam, he can't be Kaina. Muki Yosef says, Deloi Sam Chadaita. He says those three words. Deloi Sam Chadaita. The stipler here brings it in the Dorim. Gimel Gimel, that in Muki Yosef's Lashon is, Mamish, this Lashon, Tamadein, Yachalai Dov Shalayla, Mishum Deloi Sam Chadaita. So, even though the Neid Yehuda is so strongly against it, and the Chazon Ish is against it, there is certainly such a sheet in the Rishayim, by Dov Shalayla. Now, there's a second way to learn, which I said yesterday is the first way. There's the other way to learn, which is the shita of most Rishayim and Kamad all the Paiskim. The other way to learn is Eino de Magna Dovah Shalei Bala Oilam has nothing to do with Smichas Das. It's just a halacha. You can't sell something unless the sale is chal. The sale has to take effect. If the sale doesn't take effect, you can't sell something that the sale doesn't take effect right away. The question is how that shita, which is the Rashba shita, how are they going to learn Agamar? So part of how they learn Agamara is easy, because they say so, they explain it, and the other part is hard. The easy part first. If you hold that you can never sell a Dovah Shalai Balayla, no matter with Smichas Das, with a Shavua, with anything, you can never sell a Dovah Shalai Balayla. What's Pshat in Agamara? The Pshat is, the Ganiv sold it in January to Lekeach. In February, he bought it from the real owner. If you hold a Dovah Shalai Balayla, you can't do a Kinyan. Then January's Kinyan is garnished. February's Kinyan is Chal. In February, when the Gazlan buys it from the original owner, at that moment, he's being kainit for the we assume with an umdana that he's being kainit for the original Ikeach. And it's February's Kinyan, not January's Kinyan, but February's Kinyan, which is Chal. So that we have two ways to learn the Gemara. Taisus and the Rush learn January's Kinyan is Chal. And even though it's a Dovah Shalai B'Lo'ilam, it works because of Smichas Das. And the Rashba learns, he says Beferish, and then the Nabi Huda learn, that February's Kinyan is Chal. It's February's Kinyan that does it. And when he's Kinyan in February, that's where the Kinyan is Chal. And that's the opinion of most Paiskim. That it's the February Kinyan which is Chal, which that part of it is easy to learn that it's the February Kinyan.
And he's buying it from the Keah, buying him a present?
He's buying from the original owner.
And he
why is he doing? He's not really a present, because remember, he's going to have to refund the money anyway to the Lekeach. He's going to have to give Lekeach back the cash that he gave him. So instead of doing that, he's making sure the guy gets the field machine expense.
What about all the time in between?
What about it? See, all the time between, he was a ganav.
There'll
be enough kamina payers that grew in between. There'll be enough kamina. No, it really wouldn't be. I'll tell you why. Okay, see, this is something which people get confused about. Even if you, I'm just telling you a rule, anytime you have a sugya of Adam, could be makna davar shalai bala'ila. Let's say you could, Ramei holds you could. You should know, if I sell you today, let's say we pass like Ramei, we don't, but let's say we would pass, I could sell you a Dovah Shalai B'Lo'ilam. So I tell you right now, I'm going to build a house, I want to do a Kinyan right now on the house, when it's built, it'll be yours. And we do the Kinyan. So go to Ramei, Ramei says a good Kinyan. When does it become yours? Only when it's B'Lo'ilam. Even if you hold you could be Makna Dovah Shalai B'Lo'ilam, it's not Chal in January. It's chal when it comes to the oilam, then it's chal because of the previous kinyan. If you hold you can be makna davar shalai b'lo'ilam, it means the kinyan is happening, it's chal, it's sort of hanging, and when the thing comes to l'oilam, it's chal. The same thing. According to Tosfos, if you do a kinyan in January, it's a good kinyan. But when does it become the lekeach's field? The kinyan is sort of hanging till February. February, it's chal. And that's klar from Tosfos' lashon. If you look in the small Tosfos, on January I made a kinyan which is chal l'shekechena, that when I get it in February it'll become yours from today's kinyan. You're right, but the emes is this is the reason, because this is in general, it's a confusing thing. Every time you have other makna davar shalai b'lo'ilam, it's a confusing thing that people think that if you could be makna davar shalai b'lo'ilam, it's chal today. How could it be chal today? It doesn't exist. The kinyan is chal, but the thing is not nikda until it comes live.
He doesn't get anything until February.
Right. The pair of January was zicha belonged to the owner, eh? like the Dabba saying it. No, the original owner keeps it. He has to give it to the original, it's not his. He has to give it to the original Lekeach. He thought he bought it. Okay, so he gets chal like a year or two. Right. Right, now the problem is how you teach this little piece of Gemara according to the Rashba Shita, which is the Shita of most. According to the Rashba, February is Kinyan Eschal. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Mechdi, Hai Shtar Achas Babi Alma, January Shtar is Achas Babi Alma. So how are you kind it? The Rashba says, we're not talking about January Shtar. January's Kinyan is not Chal. So what's the Gemara asking? Mechdi, Hai Shtar, the Kinyan of January is Chas Babi Alma. So Mishlom Oli Taisis, it makes sense. Taisis says January's Kinyan is Chal. So the Gemara says, how could it be Chal? But if you're going to learn like the Rashba, January's Kinyan is not Chal. February's Kinyan is Chal. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? January's Kinyan is a Chas Babi Alma. That makes sense. So the Rashba says a Pshat, which I don't understand. Rabbi Yehuda learns like this. Rabbi Yehuda learns the Gemara is asking, January's Kinyan is a Chas Babi Alma. So if January's Kinyan is a Chas Babi Alma, why should we say that February's Kinyan is on behalf of the Lekeach? Since January's Kinyan is nothing, why should we say he's buying it for the Lekeach? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So what's the Gemara's Teretz of Smichas Das? So the Rashba learns, the Pshat is, why is the Gazlan, this guy's a dishonest person, why is he suddenly becoming honest? Why do we assume he's buying it? He's a dishonest guy, he's selling someone else's field. Why do we assume he's becoming honest? So Gemara says, you know why? He's a crook. But here, someone looks at him as an honest person. Someone was mamish simach on him. So a crook, you know, who takes out a gun and he sticks someone up. So the other person knows he's a crook. But here, someone was simach on me. The Gemara is saying that even a gazlan, if someone is simach on him, he wants to stay honest in that person's eyes. So the Gemara is saying that's why he did this kinyan. You know why he did it? Because he first wants to be honest in the other person's eyes. So be he know that the other person signed up on him. So that's why he did the February kinyan for this. That whether it fits well into the Gemara's teretz. That's how the Neid Yehuda learns the Gemara, and the Gemara says it again because the Gemara is a kasha. Masa Rav Sheshes. Masha Irish Mi Abba Machalach. Masha Tala Mitzudasi Machalach Layom Aklom. If a person says, I'll sell you whatever I will yarshin, or whatever I will catch in my net, it's nothing. So what do we see? That you can't do a kinyan adam shalai v'layla. Mashi irish min abba hayoy machalach, mashi tasi mislasi hayoy machalach, dvar of kayamin. Now this doesn't make sense, pashtus. Right? If I tell you, whatever I'll catch, I'm selling you, it's not sold. So if I say, whatever I catch today, I'm selling you, it's still a dvar shalai v'layla. It's a pashas that doesn't make sense. The Gemara in the bottom of the Yomid in the last line is going to say the taka doesn't make sense. It's a takana derabanan. We'll see why in a minute. So let's see the Gemara. So follow the Gemara with me, even if you didn't learn it. Let's just go through the Gemara. I'm trying to help you finish the perek. Masav Rav Sheshes again. Mashi irish mi abba machalach, mashi talim tzudasi machalach. The kash is from this ratio. We see a davar shalai b'loyim and we can't do a kinyan. Loyama klum. Can't do a kinyan adam shalai b'alayla. The sefer, mashi irish min abba hayoy machalach, mashi talam tzedasi hayoy machalach, devar of kayamim. Now that sefer, we'll get to at the bottom of the yamid, we'll see why it's chal. But the cash is from the reisha. We see a davar shalai b'alayla, we can't sell. Amar Rami bar Chama, no. For Rami Chama said, ha gavra ha tiyufta. Gavra rabba is asking a good kasha. Amar Rava, gavra kachazina. He's taka gavra rabba. But to yufta like a chazina. But his kasha is not a good kasha. Because you can say a teretz. Hacha sam chedaitei. Hacha loy sam chedaitei. In our Gemara about a gazlin, the lekech was samech das. That's why davar shalai b'lo ilam, you could be kind. Masha'en kein, when he said, Masha tala mitzudasi, he wasn't samech das. Because he's telling him, whatever I catch, who knows if his net will catch anything. So there it's different. In our Gemara, he wants to buy for the person. He shouldn't call him a gazlan. But by the net, he's not samech das because nobody relied on him. Shalchu al kamedu Rababa bar Zavda. They sent this exact kasha to Rababa bar Zavda. Amaluhu zu einet tzricha lufnim. It's a davar pashut. Amar Rava, what did he mean? He asked the kasha. He asked the same kasha from the same place, and he said zu einet tzricha lufnim. It's a davar pashut. Amar Rava zu tzricha lufnim v'lufnim v'lufnim. Hocha sam chadaiti. Hocha le sam chadaiti. The same teretz. It was Rava before. Was Rava before too? So Rava before said the teretz. So Rava again said the teretz. The same teretz that it depends if he said machdasana. Havu uvda b'pumpadisa v'usvei. A third time they asked exactly the same kasha. V'amuluhu Rabbi Yosef zuein etzricha lufnim. Rabbi Yosef said it's a good kasha. V'amle abaye etzricha lufnim lufnei lufnim. Hachas samchadaiti. Hachle samchadaiti. So we Gemara brings three things exactly the same discussion, exactly the same teretz. That it depends on smichadas. The last nakuda of the Yamid, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Now this Maishna Reisha has nothing to do with Asugya. Agav was saying, if you can't sell a Davish Laibala Ailam, why is there an exception when he says, Mashi'irish mi'aba hayoim macholach? What does it mean? He knows his father's dying. He knows his father's going to die today. So he tells somebody, whatever Al Yarshin today is sold to you, whatever my net catches is sold to you. Why, if he says hayoim, why is it good? On Rabbi Yechanan, Seifa is a takana de Rabbanan. Mashi'irish me'aba hayoi mishum kvayt aviv. Chazal made a takana, it means because of kvayt hameis. That if someone's dying, and he has no money, he has to buy a kever, he has to buy tachrichim, he has no money, but he knows he's going to yarsh him. So Chazal made a bazundra takana that if a person's father is dying that day, he can go over to someone and say, I'm going to yarsh him today, give me money now and be kind of it. And that way I'll have money for kvura. So a person could do that. And the same thing, mashatal mutsudasi hayay mishum kidei chayav. The same thing, we're afraid a person's poor, he doesn't have money to buy food. So that day's catch, Chazal made a separate takana derabanan that a person could sell.